Below are the generic risk disclosure statements for retail bond and non-SFC authorized bond. Investment risk. A bond is an investment product. It is not the same as nor should it be treated as a normal time deposit or its replacement, and it is not protected by the Deposit Protection Scheme in Hong Kong. In general, a bond is a medium to long-term investment. You could lose part of or all of your investment principal if you choose to sell a bond prior to its maturity date. Generally, bonds contain a call provision. If the issuer exercises the call option or the bond has been early redeemed because the terms have been triggered, you may not be able to retrieve the original amount of investment principal. Besides, you are not guaranteed to enjoy the same rate of return if you reinvest that retrieved amount in other investment products. If only a part of the bond has been redeemed, the liquidity of the remaining parts of the bond in the secondary market may be affected, or the remaining parts may even not be able to be sold in the secondary market. Issuers can submit the bond listing application to the exchange, for instance, Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, or exchanges in other countries. However, a bond listing does not mean it contains a higher commercial value, a low product risk rating, nor a high credit quality. The listing of a bond should not be taken as an endorsement by the exchange. The relevant exchange will not bear any responsibility for the content of the offering documents, make any declaration as to its accuracy or completeness, nor claim any liability whatsoever for any loss howsoever arising from or in reliance upon the contents of the offering documents. The issuers and guarantors shall be liable for the accuracy of the content of the offering documents. In addition, a bond's listing application may not always be successful. Credit and issuer risk. A bond is subject to the risk of the issuer defaulting on its obligations. When investing in a bond, as you solely rely on the credit worthiness and credit quality of the issuer or the guarantor, you should consider risk factors relating to its business, background, industry, source of fund, rules and regulations of the relevant economy or country. The credit ratings assigned by credit rating agencies do not guarantee the credit worthiness of the issuer and the guarantor. If the issuer or the guarantor becomes insolvent or defaults, in the worst case scenario, you may not be able to receive the interest or you may even lose all of your investment principal. Market risk. Investing in a bond involves market risk. The price of a bond may be affected by the negative news of the issuer and its relevant companies or other unpredictable market situations. Interest rate risk. In general, the price of a bond will usually drop when its interest rate rises. Liquidity risk. The liquidity of a bond in the secondary market could be low or may be inactive. If you sell a bond before its maturity date, its trading price will be determined based on the prevailing market situation. The amount you received may be substantially less than your investment principal, or you may even not be able to successfully sell the bond. Currency risk. If a bond is denominated in a foreign currency, or it invests in assets denominated in a currency other than the base currency, you may be exposed to the risk of loss due to exchange rate fluctuations. You may face an exchange rate risk, exchange controls, or any other restrictions, such that the return or the amount you receive after redemption may be reduced. The fluctuations in the exchange rate of foreign currency may lead to losses in the event that you convert the foreign currency into Hong Kong dollars or other foreign currencies. High yield bond related risk. If you invest in a high-yield bond, it is typically rated as below investment grade or as unrated, and as such, a high-yield bond is often subject to a higher risk of issuer default. During economic downturns, the value of a high-yield bond typically falls more than that of an investment grade rated bond. High-yield bonds have relatively higher default risks. The issuer may have relatively higher level of debt and loans, and the operating conditions or cash flow may also be relatively poorer. Additionally, this product usually contains cross-default clause. If any other indebtedness of the issuer constitute an event of default, which may also constitute a default under the bond. Further, you should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products in the same industry or in products issued by the same issuer or the same group of companies. Investment involves risks. Bonds can be very volatile. You are advised to exercise caution. The aforementioned risks are not all the risks. You should refer to relevant offering documents to understand more information before making any investment decision.